We'll try to discuss something from Ramayana and connect it to some other parts of the scriptures. So basically our plan to discuss the two kinds of obsessions which we see in this world. The obsession for wrong things and obsession for the right things. So basically that is the thing which is there in Ramayana. We find characters which are obsessed to follow dharma, duties, and there are people who are obsessed not to follow. And same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 16th chapter, divine and demonic natures. So he says, there are so many things he talks about, but we'll just try to read one of the verses. He says, these demonic people, they think taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige. The demonic thus illusioned are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Idam adhyamaya labdham, idam prapse manoratham, idam astidam apime bhavishyati punardhanam, asomaya hata shatrur, hanishe chaparanapi. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balvan sukhi. Adhayo abhijanavan asmi. Kyo anyo asti sadrasho maya. Yakshe dasyami modishya. Iti agyana vimohita. The demonic person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine to now, and it will increase in the future. More and more. He is my enemy and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So basically the point is that the main thing in this kind of mentality which we find in case of Ravana in the Ramayana, where person is just focused only about himself. The whole idea of demonic consciousness is that how can I enjoy without God? How can I enjoy by things of this material world without bringing God into picture? So the problem is that these objects of the material world, they appears to give us happiness, but actually ultimately they become cause of our destruction. And what happens actually, it's like Prabhupada used to say about mirage, you know, like if you go to the desert area, there is a mirage, you know, it appears there is a water and person runs after it, but person doesn't get it because there is no water. It's an illusory thing present over there. So this kind of feeling that I have today so much, I'll have more tomorrow, and that will give me happiness. And for that person becomes so obsessed that he or she becomes cruel. So this cruelty has to be understood. You know, cruelty in the life of Indra, cruelty in the life of Kekai, cruelty in the life of Ravana. And cruelty in today's time, like in today's time, if you see scriptures are so relevant, if people say they are not relevant, they are so much relevant, they are much more relevant. Because in today's time, the cruelty is increasing like anything. Previously, there were demons and divine, they were at least on different planets or even in the same planet, they were in different areas altogether. Then they were in same family like Kauravas and Pandavas. Now, same person sometimes behave like divine and sometimes behave completely demonic. And people get confused, what happened to him or her? Suddenly, you know, different colors are showing. Just some time back, you're so nice to me. And now, different colors. So these things are even more relevant, actually. Because in Kali Yuga, obsession for materialism is also increasing. And when there is an obsession for materialism, definitely there will be cruelty. there is no doubt about it. We can see, we'll try to discuss few pastimes from Bhagavatam and Ramayana, that how it is very much connected. Only the people who learn to think about others, then only they can be kind. It's very simple logic. When mother is very much thinking about child, so she is very kind to the child. So similarly, Lord also think about all of us, and that's why He is very kind to us. Many times people think, is Lord sadist, that He is enjoying Himself in the spiritual world, dancing with gopis, playing His flute, and He has left all of us to suffer here. Does He have any compassion? Kuch karuna vana bachi hai nahi? No, He is very much compassionate. And that we will see in today, Lord Ram's pastimes, that how much He is constantly thinking only about others. That's one of the topmost quality of a leader also. That's why Lord Ram is considered the topmost leader of the society, Maryada Purushottam. Because the person who has the capacity to think about others, capacity to understand others' pain, only he can remove suffering from this world. Otherwise, it's only talk. Lord Ram sacrificed his own private life for the sake of public life. In many situations. Even to the extent of even sending Sita to the forest. Many times people criticize his act. But actually, if you see from that time king point of view, for the sake of just to satisfy the citizens, And this is external reason. Internal reason is that he wanted to again experience the love in separation, which even Lord Krishna experienced with Radharani by going to Mathura, or even Lord Chaitanya by taking sannyas. But the main thing from the relevance point of view, when it comes to for a leader to choose between public and private life, then person who is really a great, he will even sacrifice his own personal comforts, personal needs. And that's why makes him great, or her great. But the demonic consciousness is that only thinking about oneself. And that is the whole process of spiritual life, that in spiritual life we try to become purified gradually, and by that purification, naturally that consciousness comes. Because soul by nature is servant. Jivere sarupa hoye Krishna Nitya Das. If soul by nature is servant, then soul has to think about others' pleasure. Soul has to think about God's pleasure. But right now, it is covered. So this process of hearing Lord's pastimes, Lord's katha, it reminds us that. Like this, when person gets the disease of amnesia, amnesia means that person forgets his past life, or past life in this life, memories of this life itself. We have forgotten about past life. That is good or bad? Good or bad? Why it is good? It is good, yes. Because we don't know how many bad things have happened in our life. And even one bad thing which happened in our life, it keeps bothering us for months and years together. And if we just remember all the bad things which have happened in previous lives also, you can imagine what kind of pain we will be in. And how can we enjoy for which we have come to this world. We are trying to enjoy. So I mean, what I am saying is that amnesia, person forgets his memory. So that time, person has to be brought to the places which are very familiar to him or her. Person is reminded again and again, those kind of situations. So coming to temple and hearing Krishna Katha and exchanging those loving dealings with devotees who are trying to be selfless, it reminds that I am not supposed to behave the way everybody is behaving in this world, in a very selfish way. Then we actually are reminded that we are supposed to behave in a different way. And we come to the conclusion and conviction that actually what is the cause of real happiness? What is the source of real happiness? What is illusion? People say this world is illusion. Illusion is the activities which we are, our consciousness which we are trying to do those activities. Like Prabhupada said, this world Krishna has created for enjoyment. The devotees are very happy. Enjoyment. And then he said, not for your enjoyment, for his enjoyment. And our enjoyment comes in cooperation with him. But what is this consciousness which is we are reading? Like Hiranyakashipu, he actually conquered whole universe, kind of. Now people are trying to conquer so many places. They think that if we can conquer every country or that country or this place or that place, exploit the mother nature, take out so many things, then we will become happy. Hiranyakashipu's power was that he had conquered even heaven, and all the facilities which were there in heaven with Indra, he had all of them. Like, you know, his palace, his sabha, his assembly, his Nandan garden. The whole description is given that how beautiful that palace was. Walls were made of crystals and columns are made of Vaidura stone, and there were beautiful canopies and the steps and the Indra's residence made of coral. And silk beddings were there. So many things were there. So many beautiful ladies would move around. And so many demigods were there, but they had no work to do, because all the work was done by Hiranyakashipu. Full takeover. Earth, she would supply anything which Hiranyakashipu desired. If there is a season or not season, all kinds of fruits are available. And demigods will be folding hands in the worship of Hiranyakashipu. But in spite of having such control and such power and such influence, Srimad Bhagavatam describes that he had one problem. What is the problem? Yathob josham bhunjano na trippat ajitendriya. He was not satisfied. Because ajitendriya, his senses were not in control. When person's senses are not in control, no matter how much objects person gets, they are not going to be happy. And the fact is that, in spite of having everything, when he heard from his son that his son is not his follower, Prahlad Maharaj, now Narsingh Sadashi is coming, he got so angry, so upset. Now if person is upset, disturbed, that what kind of happiness it is? It is not happiness. It is misery. So this is a proof that if person cannot control his mind and senses, in spite of being among all the facilities, he cannot be, she cannot be happy. And if person can control, he can be happy either way, whether things are there or not there. So atheist, Prabhupada writes, can advance materially and create an extremely comfortable situation for the senses. But because they are controlled by the senses, they cannot be satisfied. And all over the world, if you hear the news or if you are traveling, and if you know some people of those places where extremely opulent position situations are there, doesn't mean that these people are completely happy and satisfied. Because again, the desire to have something else and desire to, you know, have some name and fame and something more and something more. So materialists are very much advanced in enjoying money and women, yet dissatisfaction prevails within human society, because human society cannot be happy and peaceful without God consciousness. And it keep on increasing. And what happens when obsession increases? It leads to sinful activities. It leads to encroaching others' property. It leads to encroaching other quotas. You know, Ishopanishad says that Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kanchen Jagatyam Jagat. That actually scriptures are not telling us not to enjoy. The scriptures are not telling us not to have, you know, the basic facilities and everything. But according to our quota, it's allowed. But this cruel mentality, it allows, its obsession, you know, it makes the person to get into so many things. There is a story of Nahusha comes, you know. Like Indra also get obsessed many times. Once Indra was sitting in his assembly, and he was so obsessed with his own, you know, position, that his Gurudev, Brihaspati, came, and he couldn't pay attention to him. Brihaspati left, and because of this apman, because of this disrespect, Indra lost everything. Because when you disrespect the great personalities, because of that, person loses everything. And then later on, they went to Brahma, and Brahma said, okay, now you go to Vishrup, he will become your guru. But be careful, you know, don't get agitated, some of his behavior, because he is connected from other side to demons also. You have to tolerate that part. But when Indra came to know that Vishrup was putting some oblations on the name of demons also, he immediately became insecure. Mera kya hoga? What will happen to me? Are, he's doing for you. Why are you worrying so much? But this insecurity immediately created a terror in his mind, and he took the sword and cut his head. Cut the head of Guru. And then Vishwarupa father Tvastra became very upset and he created a demon called Vitrasur. And then Indra actually killed Vitrasur also with the help of Narayana and everybody. But then he had, you know, Brahmatya on his head. And he was hiding. He already lost all the pious kites and everything. So that time, demigods wanted some king. And this is a story which I am coming to. Because Indra was absconding, you know, after murder. You know, sometime you abscond. So he was absconding and then demigods wanted somebody. Because he was trying to get rid of his sinful activities, you know. So that time, they approached this very pious king called Nahusha. This Nahusha was so pious that they were all agreed together that this person can become Indra. He was a very pious king. And they went to him and they said that you are always engaged in pious activities, always engaged in religious activities. You please become our king. Because we need to have a king. Otherwise we will fight among ourselves and we will kill each other. Because people need a leader. So he said, no, I am weak. I don't have a capacity to protect all of you. Only powerful person can be a king. I am not that powerful. He said, don't worry. All the rishis and demigods, everybody came together. He said, you know, if we don't appoint you a king, then we will be fearful of each other. So now what we will do, all the demigods, all the demons, all the yakshas, rishis, rakshasa, pitras, everybody, they all will give you power. And whoever will come in front of you, you will take half of his power. What kind of, you know, boon it is. He said, okay, fine. Now he got so much power, he became the king of heaven. And after that, you know, when the power comes, position comes, person immediately want to enjoy. And he was enjoying everywhere, going here, there, you know, so many gardens and the mountains and the caves and the rivers. That's not a problem, actually. Because if you are a king and if you are king of a heaven, you have a quota to enjoy. But within quota. But the problem is that you go beyond quota. He immediately, you know, started going beyond quota means, one day he looked at Shachi, Shachi's wife of Indra, and he got very upset. He said, I am the king of heaven now. Why she is not coming to serve me? She should come and serve me. She should come and give me pleasure. What is this? So Shachi got very scared and she went to Brihaspati, who is the guru. And she told, you have given me the boon, you have given me the ashivad, the blessings, that I will be the ekpatni. You know, I want to be chaste to my husband. He is not there. I take your shelter. You please protect me. And Brihaspati said, you don't worry. I'll take care of you. Nothing doing. You know, you just stay. And all the demigods, and when the, our Nahusha, you know, he came to know that Shachi had taken shelter of Brihaspati. So what happened? He became pacified? No. You know, when person is powerful, he gets angry actually when he doesn't get what he wants to. Now he becomes more obsessed because now it's like his question of his name and fame. He got so angry, all the demigods, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, everybody became very scared and they all came folding hands, you know, that please, please, please be pacified, we'll do something, you know. But first of all, you try to understand that Shachi is the wife of another person and we should not take wife of another person, you know. Please, please don't do this. Please remove this thought from your mind. And he said, I don't bother. Even Indra, previous Indra had done so many things. So why are you telling me? I don't care. So Nahusha didn't agree. So they said, okay, we'll do something. So they all went to Brihaspati and they said, see, now he is our Indra. He is our king. He is so powerful. We have to do something. You only tell some solution. Brihaspati said, if anybody has taken my shelter, I cannot betray that person. According to scriptures, according to Brahmaji, you know, if somebody betray the person who has come to his shelter, you know, then what all things happens is given here. I have just noted down that if somebody put a seed, the person who has betrayed the people who have come to his shelter or shelter, that whatever seeds that will put, it will not grow. Rains will not come at time. And whenever he would like to be protected, no protector will come to save him. And whatever grains he will eat, there will be not much nourishment will come. And the demigods will not accept his worship. And you know, so many other things are there. The people will go to hell and this and that. And then he said, no, I am not going to give up. But demigod said, you have to give us some solution. You are a guru. He said, now what we can do, we can tell Shachi to ask some time. Because sometimes when situations are different, difficult, the best thing is to beg for time. Because time is very powerful. With time everything changes. This is the nature of this world. So they told Shachi, you please go at least once and beg for some time. In the meantime something will happen. You know, basically because of his own acts he will be finished. So she, with lot of shivering and lot of fear, she approaches Nahusha and she says, you know, Nahusha said, you know, I am the master of all the worlds and I'll take care of you, you make me a husband. She said, I'll do everything, just give me some time. Indra, I don't know where is he, I just need to find out whereabouts of him and after that I personally will come and offer myself to you. She said, okay, very happy, don't worry, take your time, whatever you want. You know, she comes. And then in the meantime, all the demigods, you know, they were finding Indra. Where is Indra? We don't know usko kidhar hai. And then they approach Vishnu also. Vishnu said, okay, no problem. Let him, all of you do some yajna for him. And I'll help you so that he can come out of his sinful burden which he has. Because see, Indra on behalf of Lord only works on this universe. So Lord only protects him many times. So they perform yajna and then Indra became purified. Then Indra came out. But Anusha was very powerful. Indra could not take the position. So Shachi approached Indra. And Shachi told, you please help me because he is keeping an eye on me. So he said, okay, now I cannot do the activities with power, I can do with niti, with the policy. We'll have some strategy. So he told her, you go to him and tell him that I have one desire. That you should come, you should travel in the palanquin lifted by rishis. Your career has to be different. So she told, okay, theek hai. So she went to Nahusha. Nahusha was so happy to see her. He told that, you have come, I am so happy to see you, and I will do anything for you, just tell me what you want. He said, I don't want anything, you have everything, I have only one desire. Like previous Indra and everybody, they had this career of horses, elephants and chariot. But I want you to have something different, you know. Something different. He said, what something different? I want you to have a career which is lifted by rishis and munis and sadhus. He said, okay, usme kya? He said, laga diya, you know. He put all the rishis and munis and sadhus on kaam, on work. So they would lift his palanquin. And they would lift and, you know, they were feeling very bad, very offended. This is nonsense. You know, they only made him king actually. And one day they asked him that, do you believe in scriptures, the praman in scriptures, the bona fideness of the scriptures? He said, I don't believe. I don't believe anything of the Veda and mantra and everything. And they started arguing with rishis. He started arguing with rishis. And in that argument, he got so angry because he was so obsessed with his power that he kicked Agastya Muni. And then Agastya became very upset. He said, already your all the pious carriers have been exhausted. Because you have put all the rishis as your palanquin carrier and now I curse you to become a snake and for 1,000 years you will be now lying on the earth planet as a snake. So this is the power of pride. What is the power of pride? That person eventually falls down. The objects for which person try to enjoy, the same object becomes the cause of destruction. Buddhi, intelligence get destroyed. Ravan, coming back to this character from Ramayana, so many people advise Ravan actually, that please don't kidnap Sita. And if you have kidnapped also, now go back and with folded hands give her back. That will save you. But completely his memory was bewildered. Intelligence was bewildered. Dhyayato vishyan pumsa, sangaste shubjayate, sanga sanjayate kama, kama krodhod vijayate. That when you become so obsessed with some object, and you are already proud that I am qualified to have it, then person gets bewildered. Maricha, first of all the Maricha advised him, whom he wanted to make the instrument to distract Ram from Sita. Maricha, you don't know Ram? You know, when he was traveling with Vishwamitra Muni, that time, you know, he has shot one arrow and I had thrown to the 800 miles or something, you know, that time I got saved somehow. And just when I hear the word R, I get scared. What to speak of hearing Ram? You know, I'm so scared of Ram. And you don't know who is he? What are you doing? Kisse panga le rahe ho? Nahi suna. He didn't listen anything. He said, I'll kill you. If you don't work for me, I'll kill you. He said, it's better to be killed by Ram, you know, why to be killed by this fellow. So he accepted. Then Hanuman had advised him. When Hanuman had come to search for Sita, Vibhishan had advised him so many times. Kumkaran had advised him. You know what Marish told him? Marish told that the people who associate with the sinful people and constantly remain surrounded by sinful people, the even good people get destroyed. Like if some river is filled with snakes, that even the other fish also get destroyed because of those snakes. And then Kumkaran had told him that people whose intelligence is like animals, you know, if they are invited in our own closed circuit, and we start listening to them, then what happens? Our whole life get destroyed. Because Ravan ministers, Ravan counselors were like a yes man kind of people. Something is burning, no? Can you inform somebody? Let's see. I continue. So he said, Ravan ministers and the counselors, they were all yes men. You know, okay, yes sir, yes sir. Because if person is surrounded by yes sir, yes man, then even if somebody is doing bad, he will say, okay, this is right. Okay, fine, no problem. So he said, the people who don't know what is good for you and what is not good for you, and they give you advice, that it becomes cause of destruction. We should remove them from our counselor system. And then he said, Kumkaran also said to Ravan that your wife Mandodari had advised you, my younger brother Vibhishan had advised you, and whatever they have advised you, that is good for you. But yathechasi tatha guru, you know, like Krishna told to Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, whatever you wish, you do. Because in person, such a powerful person and a big position, it's very difficult to convince him. He became deaf. He became deaf because he was completely absorbed in kaam, krodh, you know, lust, pride, anger. And then he couldn't contemplate what is the right choice. So that's why we need the right kind of, you know, person who can advise us at the right time. And we also need to be out of the obsession. So he had both problems, you know. He had no right people also around him. And he was completely obsessed also. And even that, whatever right people were there, Mandodari and Vibhishan, he wouldn't listen to them actually. So that is a point. And that same thing happened actually in Ramayana. In the previous in Ayodhya. Whatever was happening in Lanka, similar kinds of thing was happening in Ayodhya. Kekai. Completely got obsessed with power. Although at one point she was not obsessed at all. She would love Lord Ram more than Bharat. But because she associated with Mantra, who was so insecure, Mantra was so insecure, Mantra thought only about her position, her pleasure, her comfort. She thought if Ram becomes the king, then what will happen? Then Kaushalya will be respected and her dasis will be respected. If Bharat becomes the king, then Kaushalya will be Rajmata and I will be respected. So some lowly creature, some lowly dasi, she is thinking about herself, she is not able to see the bigger picture, broader picture, and then it creates problem. So she just created separated mentality. Separatist mentality. There is no question of coming together and having, you know, thinking about the welfare of everybody. Because of this mantra, everything got destroyed in one way, one angle. But there is another angle to it, we'll see that later. So what she did actually, she actually came to Kekai and started poisoning. Like yesterday Gaurangpur was also explaining that she told, you don't know that what is the news? He said, what is the news? The news is that Ram is going to become king. And you know, your husband, you know, what kind of person he is? You think he is your well-wisher, but actually he has very intelligently sent your son to the mama's place. He has sent to the mama's place and he has not even waited for him to come back. And in his absence, he is doing Rajyabhishek of Ram. Is it not a conspiracy, you see? It's a conspiracy. You know, creating doubts, putting doubts. You know, this is how you destroy the person. And she told, actually, you have been maintaining the king, but actually, in truth, you have been maintaining a snake on your lap. You know, because he is talking sweet words to you, but actually he is doing harm to you. And Kekesara said, what are you talking? I am so happy. Because Ram is becoming king, it's a great source of pleasure to me. What a greater news than this. And immediately she took out one very costly necklace and as a gift gave it to Mantra. So Mantra didn't take it. Mantra was thinking from becoming billionaire point of view. Why to take 2 paisa worth? So she immediately threw it, you know. She threw it with anger. You know, she said, you are so foolish. You know, your intelligence has gone to the gutter. You don't know what you are doing. Do you know? If Ram become king, then Kaushalya become Rajmata. And you have to become her Dasi. He is not talking about herself. I am already Dasi. You will become her Dasi. Everybody will sell you to Kaushalya and you will be nowhere. And Bharat will be nowhere. Because when Kaushalya comes into power, because the fact was, one thing was very much true, that Dashrath was very attached to Kekai. And in the course of doing that, he was neglecting Kaushalya. And other, you know, also. So she knew that if Kaushalya becomes Rajmata, then definitely she will have power and she will try to exploit me. But this was not the fact. She imagined, she speculated because somebody put the doubt. When somebody puts the doubt, even the things which are not going to happen, you start imagining them. And most of the problems are like that only in life. You know, we don't know what is going to happen, but because of the wrong association, especially when we confidentially reveal our heart to somebody, then they exploit us actually. So she said, this is not good. This is very bad. And she created such insecurity in the heart of our Kekai. Then Kekai started becoming convinced. And Kekai said, yeah, what you say makes sense. And you are real my well-wisher. In fact, you are the most intelligent among all the Kubjas, among all the hunchback women. And I am so happy with you. You are so beautiful. Your walk is also so beautiful, like a lotus when it move here and there. Like that you walk, you know, all started looking all the good things in her. And she said, if Bharat becomes the king, I'll make beautiful, beautiful necklaces to put on your hunch, you know, put on your kubaj, you know. And then it became completely affected and became so attached, so obsessed to have the kingdom that, you know that story, that how she fell down in the inner palace and Dashrath came. Now many people have not read the Valmiki Ramayana where 3-4 chapters are there where Dashrath has been pleading, crying and weeping and condemning her. No matter what, you know, because she revealed that I want these two boons. And if you can fulfill them, then only I'll ask you, you know, something like that. I'll tell you only if you want to fulfill my desires. So when she revealed, Dashrath fainted. She said, what is this? What are you talking about? It may happen that people can do farming without water. It may happen. I don't know. But it may happen. But I cannot live without Ram. I'm putting my head at your feet. Please, please. Please don't do this. It appears you have been haunted by some ghost. You're talking like this. Bharat loves you. Ram loves you more than Bharat. And you also used to tell that Ram is more dear to me than Bharat. Maybe you have been telling this so that you can get more seva from Ram till now. But now because I have announced Ram to become king, now you're showing your real face. I have been eating poisonous food and I didn't know about it. Your sweet voice is like a hunter's music in which the deer get caught. Alas, I have been caught. You are like a noose around my neck. I am just about to leave my body. I am like a small child who doesn't know that how dangerous the cobra snake is. And I am putting that cobra snake in my lap. The problem is that when I tell Ram to go to forest, he will immediately agree. If my son would have been little bit rebellious, then it would have done me better. You know, he would have counter-answered me or counter-questioned me. I am not going, you know. But the moment I will even express, even give an idea that I want to go to forest, he will immediately leave. This is my problem. You know, you can imagine what kind of problem Dashrath had. Now, which father will not like to have this kind of problem? He said, this is the problem. And you enjoy with your son and I will die by tomorrow only. And actually you don't know, he was saying, Kekai, that actually you are thinking Ram is dharmic than Bharat. Actually what I see is that Bharat is even more religious than Ram. Bharat will never accept what you are planning for him. But she was not listening. She was not budging an inch. She was becoming more and more cruel in her speech. At one point she is so loving and now she is becoming so cruel. Just see the shift. The shift happens only because of obsession. And she was saying that what kind of dharmatma you are, what kind of king you are, whole world will criticize you, whole world will spit at you if you don't fulfill my these two boons. And she told so many vyanga, sarcastic remarks she was making. He told, why don't you these teeth fall and break into 1,000 pieces? Dashad was saying. Even if you burn yourself, you take poison, you enter into earth, but I am not going to accept all this what you are talking. If you want, I fall at your feet again. He was trying to touch her feet, but he couldn't touch and he fainted before only. And then again, she started telling many cruel, bitter things. And then Rashad became very upset. He said, the vow which I had taken in front of fire, I give all of them up. I give you up, I give your son up, you know. And then whole night he was crying and weeping and lamenting. And the morning when he got up, he said, I am fainting, I want to see my son, I want to see my son, Ram. And she took advantage of this. In the meantime, Vasishtha Muni, now this is the background that were already the preparation of Rajyabhishekha going on. Just imagine that. The whole festival, you know, kind of where everywhere, flags and festoons and all everything. This is an elaborate arrangement actually. So many kind of water, so many kind of ingredients they have to be brought. And Vasishtha Muni informed, where is the king? Please inform him. He told Sumantra, who was the main secretary of Dashrath, he said, please go and inform. Sumantra immediately comes. He is an elderly person. Nobody stops him. He immediately comes and he saw the situation of Dashrath. It's like got shock. He said, what happened? He said, no, nothing doing. Actually, whole night he was so much in joy, couldn't sleep, because Rajyabhishek is going to happen in tomorrow morning. So, whole night he couldn't sleep. So, don't worry. He want to have a darshan of Ram. You please bring him. He said, how can I bring unless he orders me? So, Dashrath, no, I want to see my son. Please bring. So, he wanted to have a darshan. So he brought Lord Ram, means he went to bring Lord Ram. But while going, he had a doubt. He said, why Kekai is doing so much hurry to bring Lord Ram? There is something wrong. But he couldn't do anything. He goes. Now here, the point which I'm trying to say, there's a one side is Kekai and Ravan and Nahusha. Now you see the quality of Ram. That is the contrast we need to learn from the scriptures. That the whole idea is to get attracted to Lord. Whole idea is to get attracted to Lord's devotees. And unless we see the contrast that how at one side people may get obsessed with this material thing and suffer. Like KK suffered a lot. And Ravan also was not happy and Hiranyakashipu was also not happy. Nahusha also lost everything. Now here when Sumantra goes to Lord Ram and he gives the news that actually who is calling you? King is calling you and he is sitting with his dear queen KK. So Lord Ram was sitting with Sita. And he said, see, my mother loves me so much. She must be convincing my father that my Abhishek should be done by tomorrow morning only. She wants to get it happen as soon as possible. I'm sure she is calling me for that. That was the confidence Lord Ram had in Kekai. And like a lion comes out of the cave, Lord Ram comes out of his palace. He boarded his chariot. And in that chariot, there were horses. So many horses were there. Strong horses, not like, small horses. Valmiki Raman says, Valmikiji says, like a small elephants, the kind of horses were. And many people were doing chamaras and many soldiers were there. Thousands of soldiers were walking behind and front and horses and elephants. And they were all going like a procession. And it's not he is only going. Everywhere is a festival environment. The ladies are talking, the ladies are having prayers to Lord Ram and prayers to Lord and appreciating the fortune of Sita Devi, Kaushalya Devi. How fortunate they are. Then now Lord Ram is going to become the master of the big wealth. And if Sri Ram becomes the administrator, then nobody will suffer in our kingdom. And then many crowds were there. There were, you know, many groups of people. They were also talking, you know. The biggest, the most wonderful thing which can happen is actually the Abhishek of Lord Ram, you know. Although his father and grandfather have really ruled very nicely, but when he will rule, then there will be really, everybody will be very happy. So Lord Ram, Abhishek is done. There will be no better and lovable work than this. So much glory he was hearing while going. Just understand. This background you please remember. Then only you will understand the next part. Then when he is going with so much pomp, you know, with so much hearing, so much glory and appreciation, he enters into the palace of Dashrath. And just as he entered, and again he see the situation of Dashrath, it's like, you know, he has kept his feet on the cobra. You know, how the person get scared? Like you kept the footy on cobra and you get scared. He saw Dashrath was in grief and his face was dry, he was in pitiable situation. He bowed down to his father and Dashrath couldn't speak anything. His eyes got filled with tears and couldn't look at Sri Ram. He was looking at ground. Ram told, whenever I have met my father, even if he's in bad mood, he's in very, very, very angry mood, he would see me and smile. He would see me and become happy. Now what has happened? What is this? You know, Dashrath's state was that no happiness in the senses. He was becoming weak with lamentation and taking long breaths, you know, just say, you know, like that. So Ram got really very disturbed. He said, what has happened? Why? Is he angry with me? I have done some offense. Now this is again the great quality of great souls, that they only think about, there is something I have done wrong. Mere se kya galti ho gayi? And then KK said, no, there is nothing wrong you have done, don't worry, you know. He said, no, I have done offense. What I have done? Please tell me what is favorable to me. Yeah. My father knows that situation cannot be very good all the time in this world. He says, santapova vitapova dullavami sada sukham. That no physical misery or the mental misery can disturb him. Because he understands in this material world, sukh will not be there all the time. Happiness will not be there all the time. So I don't expect this kind of behavior from him. Has anything happened wrong to Bharat or Shatrughan or any of my mothers? Or is there anything I am not following his order, or they have not followed his order? Have you told any harsh words to my father? I have never seen him in this state. So please tell me what has happened. So she told, no, actually there is nothing, not much. Actually shameless KK told. She told, a little pain is there because I have asked him something which he is finding difficult. But if you promise me that you will fulfill that, then I will tell you. He said, what are you talking? Don't speak such words. For my Maharaj, for my father, I can jump into fire, I can drink deadly poison, I can drown myself into ocean. Maharaj is my guru, he is my well-wisher, whatever he wants I will do immediately. KK told, then I will tell you, don't worry. During the war with Shambhara, you know, he has been wounded like anything. And that time, by putting life at risk, my life at risk, I had saved his life throughout the night. You know, I was taking him here and there. And that time he had become very pleased with me and had given me two boons. And those two boons I have asked him and he is finding difficult to fulfill them. So he said, you tell me, what is the problem? So he said, the thing is that, first boon is that Bharat should become the king and you should go to Dandakaranya forest for 14 years today itself. No waiting. So he said, whatever, I have no problem. The only pain which I have is that father himself is not telling me. He should have told me. I think he doesn't have faith in me. He doesn't feel that I can't do it. KK said, no, it's not like that. Actually, why you worry so much? See, Bharat anyway will come. Tomorrow we'll send the messengers. Rahi baat, you going to forest, you are so eager to go, better you go today only, you know. So why to wait? She was so cruel at this time. And Dashrath came to his consciousness and he fainted. He said, dhikkar hai, couldn't do anything, couldn't speak anything. And then Ram told Kekai that I think you also don't see any good qualities in me. If you would have been seeing any good qualities in me, then you would not have approached the Dashrath Maharaj. You would have told me to have this. I would have immediately done it. You should not have asked the boons from the Dashrath Maharaj. If you would have told me to go to forest, I would have gone. Isme kaun si badi baat hai? No, it's not a small thing, you know. If we are told to change one place to another place, one room to another room, or one house to another house, or one city to another city, or whatever, you know, we get so disturbed. One extra person comes in, something. And he's saying, what is this? I'll go to forest. And that too, and what point? This is the peak of his career, you know, peak of, you know, a few things in life, when you get married, or when you have a very high career, or something like that. And that time, you know, taken away, everything is taken away. If somebody doesn't have anything, it doesn't matter, you know. Kisi ke paas kuch hai nahi to kya farak padne wala, you know. But he had, he's going to be king in few hours. And he said, okay, no problem. Fine, I'll go. Don't need to worry. And immediately, Lord Ramchandra left. And all the paraphernalia which was kept for Rajabhishek, he just did pradikshina. He didn't even look at it. He immediately got into the consciousness of Vanvasi, you know. Immediately got into the consciousness of Vanvasi. He came out, and after coming out, he didn't get affected. There was an umbrella on his, he told that person to go, no need. He told all the Chavarwala to go, no need. He told Rathwala to go, you know, a chariot person, and he started walking. With no affect, with no vikar. That's called Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not affected by three modes of material nature. And many people say, you know, they say Lord Ram is also an ordinary person. When Sita was kidnapped, he was crying and weeping and lamenting, like morning Shamanandbu was telling. You see, he is an ordinary person. But that is a different thing. He is experiencing the rasa, the separation with her consort, you know, at the spiritual level. He wants to show to the world that how much, you know, that love is deep, like Krishna is crying for gopis and gopis are crying for. That is a completely different platform. But here he has proved that how he is not at all affected or obsessed by any of these external material things. He is only focused on what he is supposed to do. What is righteous, what is religious. And then he said, Kekai, that I'll go and then let me meet my mother, take her blessings. I have to make Sita also understand what has happened. And then again long story goes on that how Sita Devi says, no, I want to come with you. You might have heard about that. And then he was not agreeing. Why he was not agreeing? Again he was not agreeing. He was saying, you are born and brought up in a palace. You will not be able to face the troubles and the anxieties and the pains and the hardships of the forest. You know, we have to sleep on the floor and the thorns will be there and the wild animals will be there, rakshasas will be there, fruits only we'll get the roots and the kandamool and the fruits. We don't know when we'll get something or we'll not get something. So much danger over there. So she was trying again and again, he was trying again and again. So this is again wonderful dynamics you see in Ramayana, where both were trying to follow their duties. Husband duty is to protect wife and wife duty is to protect husband or serve husband. So both are serving each other in a different way, basically. But then Sita got really upset. Sita said, I think my father has done something wrong in selecting a husband for me. You know, he has chosen somebody who cannot protect me. That's why you're scared. You don't want to take me. I think he has done something wrong. Then Ram said, chalo. Then Ram said, not because of that. You come, you're coming with me. So that's a different thing. When Sita played the master stroke that time, Sita said, I think my father has done something wrong in selecting my husband. And I want to serve you, you don't want to take me. What is this? And she said, I'll walk in front of you. I'll remove all the thorns first and then I'll allow you to walk. I'll do everything for you. You know, there's a big description in that. And I'll never bother you. This, I'll, you know, so many things she says. And then Lakshman got upset and he said, I want to come. And then anyway, so they left for the Ayodhya. Then there is another episode which I want to share with you. It is like they were living in Chitrakoot. This is again, same theme. That how, first of all, everything was taken away. And then everything was offered to him. And what he did. So now you know, Bharat comes back. And Bharat was so angry. Bharat was so upset. First of all, when he entered Ayodhya, he saw lifeless. There was no life in city. Everybody was lamenting and weeping and crying. There was no light. There was no fun. Nobody was eating. Nobody was drinking. They were just lying like lifeless. And when he comes to the palace and KK comes running, "Oh, I made you king. What is this nonsense?" And he rejects his mother and he says, I would have killed you, if you know, but I can't do that. And then Shatrughan becomes upset with Manthara. And Bharat said, "Leave her, you know, this foolish lady, what can you do with her?" And then, you know, Bharat was not ready to accept the kingdom. He said, "I can't. I will bring Ram back." And they all the ministers and so many thousands of citizens and the army, they all walked to Chitrakoot. And on the way, a friend of Lord Ram, Guha, you know, he thought, you know, this person now want to kill also Ram, you know. That's why he's going with the army. First he sent him to the forest, but then he came to know now, you know, he's going to bring him back. And then Lakshman also doubted them when they were coming. He got getting very upset. "See, brother, see, now he's coming to kill us." Ram said, "Be pacified. Let him come and talk to us. Now we'll see what he's doing." Then Bharat comes, you know, and Bharat start putting his proposals. Bharat says that father has satisfied mother, you know, by giving boon to her, and mother has given kingdom to me. Now kingdom is with whom? With me. So I am giving it to you. Kaam khatam. You know, father has satisfied mother, and mother has given it to me, and I am giving it to you. You may maintain and enjoy. हम होते तो हाँ ठीक है अच्छी बात है. "Except yourself, nobody can take care of this kingdom," he said. "This big kingdom is like a broken bridge, which is due to heavy rains. You know, sometime due to heavy rain, the bridge is broken, dam is broken, and everywhere water. I cannot maintain it. I have no power. Donkey cannot walk like a horse. Crow cannot fly like a hums. I have limitations." And he said, you know, he gives an analogy. He said, somebody plants a tree, put water, take care of it, protect it, tree grows, trunk becomes strong. And the person who has planted the tree is expecting that some wonderful fruits and flowers will come from it. And you are actually like that tree. Father has planted you, expecting that you will rule the kingdom. And now you want to run away? What is this? This is not fine. Let everyone see you going back to Ayodhya. So seeing Bharat lamenting like this, Lord Ram started pacifying him. You know, he started telling some philosophy of life. He started telling that living entity is not free like God. We are under the rules, you know, we are under the rules of this world. And time keep pulling the person here and there. He started telling the philosophy of time and death. Situation will change. What we want, we may not get every time. All accumulated things are destroyed. All progresses ends with downfall. All meetings ends with separation. And life ends with death. Like ripened fruit has no fear than downfall, similarly the humans have no fear except death. Like a house with strong pillar also becomes old and fall down, similarly a person in old age and after that achieve death. So why are you worrying so much? Days and nights will end, world will destroy, be destroyed. Death sits and walks with everyone. Like the sun rays, and sun rising and setting, everybody coming closer to death. So don't worry. No one in this world can avoid death after birth. Anyone who laments on the death of someone, he also doesn't know that he is also going to die. This is the same thing our Yudhishthir was asked by Yaksha when they were in forest. What is the greatest wonder in this world? The greatest wonder is that everybody is seeing their near and dear son were dying, but person himself thinks that I will never die. You know, that illusion is there. So Ram was trying to bring him on the path of truth by telling the real philosophy. He was saying that what has been told to us, we let follow it. You know, I have been told to go to forest. Let me be in forest. You have been told to be the king. You be forest. So Lord Ram expressed that I will not give up the promise to my father. My father used to give so many charities and my father used to do so many auspicious yagyas, and because of that he has ruled for so many years and he has promised to Kekai, I will not do that. You go to Ayodhya and reside there. Our father has given her order. What order he has given me, I will follow. And what order you has been given, you follow. I follow my father's promise, I'll remain in Vanvas. And Bharat again requested Lord Ram. He said, you are qualified like demigods with all the wonderful qualities. You know the secret of birth and death. Just now you told me. No misery can come near you. When I was in foreign, I was in my mama's place. My, you know, foolish mother, she asked these boons. And I cannot kill her, I cannot beat her, I cannot punish her. She is my mother. And I don't want to criticize my father, he has gone, you know. You know, somebody has died, you don't criticize that person. So what should I do now, you know. Main to phas gaya beech mein. I never asked my mother that I want a kingdom. And I never accept this proposal, somebody, you to be in forest. And where is Kshatriya Dharma and where is Vanvas? Where is Jatadhara and where is Prajapalan? You are a Kshatriya, you should do the work of a Kshatriya. You should do Raja Abhishek. And with that Raja Abhishek you maintain. And I'm like a child in front of you. How will I maintain? I can't do it. She started crying. He started crying and weeping. And seeing this, everybody became very sad. At the same time, everybody was happy to see Lord Ram firm determination. Both qualities they were seeing. There is a competition to give the kingdom. This we don't see in this world. But this is the source of happiness. This is the qualities which great souls, you know, they have, like Lord Ram. He's a god himself. And then hearing the request of Bharat, Lord Ram said that our father has given, he repeated the same thing actually, that I have given the promise to, same assertive, you know, communication he was doing, that no, I have given promise to my father, I will follow that. Now suddenly one Brahman, this is very interesting, Jabali, he started speaking some different kind of philosophy, which is very much close to the demonic philosophy. It's a demonic philosophy. He's a Brahman, he knows all the scripture. He started saying, you are the best of the intelligence. You have the best of the intelligence. He's telling whom? Ram. Jabal is telling to Ram. And you're speaking like a foolish person? In this world, who is whose friend? Who is whose son? Who is whose father? Jiva alone comes, alone goes. One who accepts someone here is father or mother, become attached to them. He should be considered fool. Because he is no one, is no one's. When person is traveling, he stays in some hotel for some time. And then he goes to another place. Similarly, you come to a family, you have some father and mother, you go to another place. Why are you worrying so much about your father and father's promise? What is this going on? There is no need for you to give up the kingdom for the sake of a father. This is all foolishness. King Dashrath was a separate person. You are a separate person. He was just an instrument for you to come to this world. Actually what happens, the sperm goes to the ovum and then child takes birth. It's so simple. You know, lust is the only cause. This is the demonic philosophy actually. And whichever place king has gone, you know, why are you taking so much trouble? I feel sorry for the people who reject the wealth of this world for the sake of religion and all these, you know, so-called good things. Here, you know, enjoy life. You know, like Charvak philosophy. Ranam kritva gritam pivet, yava jive sukham jivet, bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutha punaragman bhavet. Whatever times you live, live nicely. Whether you want to ranam, you know, even you have to take that big debt, take a debt, take 20 credit cards. But drink ghee. The wealth which you don't have own, you take, you know, dekha jayega jab hoga, you know, keep taking debt, keep taking kurj. Gritam pivet, at least drink ghee. At least they're talking ghee, you're not talking about liquor actually. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutha punaragman bhavet. You know, who has seen that after you die, after you become ash, who has seen? Kya hone wala hai? Kisko pata? So this is called atheistic philosophy. These people don't want to have faith in soul and God. This is the very popular philosophy in today's time. It's not popular that time also, but once in a while they will use it. And he was using for the right, good cause actually. And he said, why the people don't want to accept soul? Because when you accept soul, then you have to accept next life. And when you accept next life, then you have to worry about the present karma. So that's why people want to deny soul, people want to deny God. One of the main reason is enjoy, illusion, ignorance is bliss. Kisne dekha? So he said people do Shraddha. I don't know why they do. Person has died and gone. How will he get that food? If Shraddha would have been successful, then if person is traveling, he would have been doing Shraddha and he will be getting food when he is traveling. So there is no use for it. He is complete nonsense he was talking. And Ram became very angry. He said, what nonsense? You are talking this nonsense philosophy. This is completely wrong what you are talking. One who give up Dharma and Veda, he becomes engaged in sin. And he says that the person who denies Vedas, he should be punished like a person is like a thief is punished. If person follow the path which you are talking, everybody will become atheistic. Everybody will become selfish. Everybody will just think about himself. And especially if king only think about himself, the whole praja will go to hell. So that is the point actually. This atheistic philosophy makes one very selfish. And then suffering, cruelty, obsession, all those things comes. And when he becomes very angry, Jabali says, Shanti, 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 I am not Nastik, I am not atheistic, please forgive me, you know, I don't say that there is no heaven, no hell. Actually, the only reason why I was talking this, I thought, let me try this if it works, if nothing is working. You know, I also wanted to go to Ayodhya somehow, so I thought, let me try this, what's wrong, you know. So that's what the devotees are, you know, they somehow want to serve Lord, whatever works. So he was trying. Teer maarte hain, dekha jayega. Lag gaya to lag gaya. But he didn't know he's talking to Lord Ram. Now you see, so many people are saying. Now Vasishtha started telling. Vasishtha is the ultimate authority in the whole dynasty. He's been guru for generations. He said, see, Acharya, father and mother. These are the three main gurus. Father, mother and Acharya. And I am the Acharya, I am the guru of you, I am guru of your father, guru of your grandfather, great-grandfather. And I have been telling you that in our dynasty, only the eldest person become the king. So you please follow my order. You come back Ayodhya and become the king. Don't destroy the culture, don't destroy the tradition which we had. Lord Ram again repeated the same thing, you know. How much my father has done for me, did this, did that, I want to follow my father's order. Hearing this, now when nothing is working, Vasishtha also failed. Bharat became very morose. And he told Sumantra, put some grass here, I will sit and do dharna. You know, this dharna concept is there since that time. You know, I will do some anshan here, you know. And I will sit here until he agree to go back. And Ram said, dharna is done when something is done wrong to you. What wrong I have done to you? I am just following the order of my father. You follow the order of our father, you know. What is this? And dharna is done by Brahman and all that. We are Kshatriyas, we don't do dharna. You know, Brahman, when the anyaya happen, injustice happen, then they do dharna, because they can't lift the weapon. But we have to supposed to rule and lift the weapon. What is this? So, then Bharat became really very sad. He said, all the citizens, aap log hi samjhao na inko. Kuch bolo na inko. He started crying and weeping. And all the citizens said, see, he is trying to follow his father's order. We cannot tell anything. They also all surrendered. Seeing that conviction and determination of Lord Ram. And all the rishis, those who wanted actually Lord Ram to go to the forest and kill Ravan, they also told, ki, you know, let him follow his father's desire. You go back. And you go back. So then Bharat told that, actually, I cannot maintain this kingdom. I don't have much capacity. And you please give it to somebody who can maintain it. I cannot maintain it. Then Ram again told him, don't worry, take the help of ministers, take the help of Brahmins, and then you somehow rule it. You know, don't worry. And I'm there with you. And then Bharat said, okay. Bharat brought two padukas, and he put feet of Lord Ram on that and put in his head. He said, they will rule. They will rule and I will remain outside of kingdom. And I will also put the jata and everything, what your dress you have. If you are sleeping on the floor, I will sleep below the floor, you know. I will dig a cave inside the floor. And I will also eat very simple, you know, like kandamool or something. And he was eating actually the jaw, you know, barley. which was even given to the cow and coming to the cow dung, you know, remaining, something like that. Or barley soaked in cow urine. Very simple, very austere life, you know. In one lecture I was hearing and everybody was saying that how we can learn from Bharat that taking the anxiety of the ruling the whole kingdom, but not taking the facilities of ruling the kingdom. So this is Bharat actually. This is very difficult, this is very challenging. That's why Bharat is very much glorified in the scriptures, that he took all the anxiety, but he didn't accept the facilities. Although Lord Ram was told again and again that you please accept, even Vasishtha himself told him, he didn't take it. This is the nature of great souls. Arjun, when there was a, you know, when they got married to Draupadi, then there was a rule among themselves that when somebody is there with Draupadi among five, then nobody else can enter the room. So one time what happened, that one Brahman cows were stolen and he was shouting, what kind of kings you are, you can't protect my cows. So Arjun wanted to help him, but Arjun, Gandiva and weapons are kept in the Draupadi's room where Yudhishthira was sitting with her. But this was an emergency. So he thought better to protect the cow, the Brahmana's cows, than to get the, you know, blame. And I'll go to forest for, because if they broke the promise, then the rule was that, then the person has to go to the forest for 12 years. So he entered the room, brought the weapons and the saved cows, and then he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, now I'm going to forest. And Yudhishthira Maharaj told, see, this was an emergency, I understand. And second thing is that I'm your elder brother. For elder brother and elder, you know, you're like my child, you're my like son, doesn't matter. Forget it. I'm telling you. He said, no. If I have to follow the dharma, I have to follow. So when all the excuses are there to not to follow, still they don't want to fall into the excuse. So this is the great thing actually. So we see Lord Ram that how much he was completely detached and completely focused on his duties. And when Bharat gave the khanao, he just put his feet and then he just paid his obeisances to his mother, and with tears in his eyes he just entered into his kutiya actually. So this is the kind of Lord we are talking about, whether we read Ramayana or Bhagavatam, that how wonderful he is. And the whole process of devotional service, spiritual life, bhakti. Bhakti means Bhagavan, Bhakt and Seva. You know, this is the whole process. When we read about the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we have been hearing for last three sessions, and we have been hearing every day in Bhagavatam class, we understand that how great God is. And we want to invest in that relationship. That is the biggest investment. That is the best investment. Otherwise, in this world also, people are trying to have some enjoyment, some fun, in mundane relationships. You know, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Prabhupada writes in the beginning that there is a mundane rasa where person works hard for this world and he develops different kind of relations and he gets some kind of pleasure in it. But that pleasure is chappal sukh. Chappal sukh means flickering. It only for few moments it is there. And even if it is there for a long time in some fortunate person's life, then it ends with death. But the relationship which we have with Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether in the form, different form Lord has, Ram, Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many forms Lord takes just to reciprocate different kind of rasas with different devotees. So that is everlasting, and that's the relationship we need to invest. And we need to understand that how not only Lord follows whatever, he has such wonderful qualities, he has so much love, which nobody else in this world can give that much love. Srimad Bhagavatam, this episode of Dhruva is there, when Dhruva was disturbed because the insult he got from his stepmother, so he comes to his mother and his mother says, please go to Vishnu, because the love which Vishnu can give, even the millions of mothers like me cannot give. So it's not that we reject our mother, it's not that we don't love our mother, but we know that the love which is there of mother, that is also coming from Krishna only. And that is the ultimate love, you know, that is called bhakti rasa. That where person develops this everlasting relation, and completely become sold out to it, and they become obsessed for this. Like I was talking, not in the beginning, two kinds of obsessions. One kind of obsession which Nahusha developed, and Indra developed, and the Ravan developed, and KK developed for this flickering material things of this world, and another kind of obsession which we develop for serving the Lord, which we develop for following His instructions, which we develop for distributing His mercy, His teachings. That is also obsession. If that is not an obsession, then how Prabhupada at the age of 70 would go all the way to West and undergo so many tribulations and troubles, and so many of His disciples are doing the same things. So this is the thing which we want to pray. And I'll tell you just few more things. We have 5-10 minutes more. That how another episode, you know, in Lord Ram. First is like when He was going to the forest, then everything was given to Him, and when He got everything back, like when He won the victory over Ravan. So generally, when you have victory, you know, like so many victories people have, victory over another country or victory over another team or something, they have so much joy, you know, so much enjoyment they want to have that time. They don't want to think about others that time. What do you think? You know, but if you see Lord Ram, when He got victory over Ravan after so much, you know, difficulties and pain and ups and downs, that Lord is again doing the Leela. So immediately Dashrath comes to meet Him, actually, from higher ups. And Dashrath becomes so happy seeing Lord Ram. And he said, now I can have some happiness. Because I was not able to have any happiness in my life being separated from you. And I am happy because now Ravan being killed, and Bharat is very pure, he is very attached to you. I want to see as soon as possible you have meeting with Bharat and become the king. And then Dashrath told that actually for sending you in forest, KK ne jo bhi bola tha, whatever she had told, I all remember that. I am not able to forget that. And now I am relieved because you have come out of that miseries. It's like, you know, moon is coming out of the fog. And so like that, you know, so many other things they talk. Then Lord Ram told with folded hands, the only one thing He told in the very beginning. He said, please be merciful to KK and Bharat. You had once told that you are giving up KK and Bharat. Now please, let that curse doesn't touch them. See, the first thing He is talking to Dashrath only what? Please forgive them. This is a very, at our level, it's very difficult, but we need to understand the ideals. We need to understand where are we going. Because Bhagavatam keep talking again and again, this philosophy of forget and forgive. Because if we don't forgive the negativities which people have done for to us, then we'll keep meditating on those negativities and keep getting miserable. Like this story I read, it's been floating on the net, that these two friends were walking, they were traveling to some place, and they had some fight, and the friend slapped him. So the person who was slapped, he wrote on the sand that today my friend slapped me. Then they were walking further, and then they were taking bath, and this person who was slapped, he started dawning, and another friend saved him. So the same person who was slapped, he was saved by the same friend who has slapped him. So he wrote on the stone that today my friend saved me. So his friend asked him, why the difference? He said, whatever negative things, wrong things people have done for us, we should just write them on the sand, let them be forgotten. But whatever good people have done in our life, let it write on a stone so that we can think about them, remember them, relish them, and be happy throughout the life. If we just keep remembering all the wonderful things which are happening in our life, which has happened in our life by other people or by God or anybody, actually God does everything good only, but we don't see sometimes that way. But even if whatever so-called wrong thing somebody has done, we can forget it. Forgive that person, you know, it's called, you know, releasing your, you know, bad karma, bad hurt, bad emotions. And if that baggage otherwise keep hurting us, it's like handling the coal, burning coal in the hand, it hurts us only. That person has spoken and gone, and we keep lamenting, are aisa bolke kya, देख लूंगा, ये कर लूंगा, क्या समझता है। सो अरे जाने दो, गया गया, रात गई, बात गई, लाइक दैट। बट इट्स इजी टू से, बट वी कैन वर्क ऑन इट एक्चुअली, बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट लॉर्ड राम इज ट्राइंग टू डू विद दशरथ। ही सेड फॉरगेट इट, फॉरगिव हिम, फॉरगिव हर, एंड दैट इज द फर्स्ट थॉट केम टू हिम। देन इंदिरा केम टू लॉर्ड राम, केम टू मीट लॉर्ड राम, एंड देन अगेन इंदिरा टोल्ड, यू नो, आई वॉन्ट टू डू समथिंग, एंड ही सेड ओके, नाउ इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डू समथिंग, लॉर्ड राम इज प्लेइंग द रोल ऑफ ए ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बींग, ऑर्डिनरी मीन्स द नॉर्मल ह्यूमन बींग, ऑल्दो इज प्लेइंग द रोल ऑफ ए किंग एंड एवरीथिंग, बट ही डजंट वॉन्ट टू शो दैट आई एम बिगर देन इंदिरा। He says, Indra, that you please make everybody alive, those who died in the battlefield, all these vanaras, not rakshasas, vanaras. And Indra said, okay, they all be alive. Although it's difficult, it's a very difficult thing, but we'll do that. Then, next morning, as soon as he gets up after the war, Vibhishan comes and he says, all arrangement has been made for the Divya Snan, water, clothes, ornaments, and so many ladies who are expert in decoration, they will give you a very special bath, you know. So he said, you tell Sugriva and Vanara to do that. I just can't think of anything else. I have only one thing in my mind. I don't feel like taking bath, I don't feel like putting very beautiful clothes or putting ornaments. Only one thing is there, and what is that? Bharat. He came all the way to take me back to Ayodhya. He was crying and weeping and lamenting and falling at my feet. I didn't listen to him. I sent him back. I don't feel like having anything else in life. And if I walk back, it will be so difficult. Can you do one service that you arrange something by which we can go fast? Vibhishan said, I will arrange. We have a Pushpak Viman which Ravan had stolen from Kubera. So in one day we'll reach. But you know, I want to honor you. I want to do my satkar. I want to worship you. I want to serve you. Give me some opportunity. You have done so much for me. You know, I was nowhere, thrown by my brother. Give me some opportunity. Few days you stay here. I will serve you. I will, you know, honor you. So Lord Ram spoke, no, only one thing is there. You have already honored me by becoming a well-wisher, by becoming a secretary. You know, it's not that. You have been always endeavoring to, doing everything for me. I cannot reject your request, but at this time I have only one thought. What is that thought? Bharat. And please give me your permission. You know, again that humility, that politeness. He can say, oh, I'm going, you know. He said, please give me permission. Don't get angry, you know, with my hurt. I request you again and again. And immediately, Vibhishan said, okay, you tell me what I should do. I'll do that. Don't worry. You know, and then he arranged this is the science of, kind of service, that you want to please that person who wants that. Not that, no, I want to serve you this way only. Hey, bhai, mainu ko ye chahiye, ye kar do. Then he arranged the Pushpak Viman. Then the description of Pushpak Viman is there. I'll not get into the details, how beautiful and how big it was. It's again like a kind of whole palace, and it's an expandable palace kind of. And then Vibhishan again asked that, is there any other service we can do before boarding the plane? He said, yes, one thing you can do. What you should do is that all these Vanaras, they have done so much seva in this war. They have gone out of the way. Yeah? They have been putting the life on their hand. Jaan hatheli pe rakke, they were fighting. And he said, now you should honor them. You should give them wealth. You should give them ornaments. Now see, for himself he is not ready to accept even nothing. And he is concerned about Vanara. He said, honor them. They have worked so hard. And actually for you also, as a king, you need to learn these things. You know, if people, those who are working for you, if you don't honor them, they go away. So this is another leadership quality he is trying to teach, that give credit to people. Be grateful to them. Understand their needs. Encourage them by giving so many benefits which they need. Yeah? So he said, do that as a king. You have to do that. And that's one of the very important thing. Then Lord Ram took everyone, on plane, and then were about to sit on the plane. And then all the Vanar Senapatis and the Vibhishan, they said, we also want to come with you. We will not stay longer there. We just see your Abhishek. Pay our obeisances to Kaushalya Mata and we'll come back. And Ram said, it's really great pleasure to me. Please come. And they all started going, you know, on the plane, and they were going, and Lord Ram was showing Sita, this is the place, you know, where we made the bridge, and this is the place where we killed this person, and this is the place where the bridge started, and this is the place where we had a first padav of the first halt of the Sena. So many things they were showing, and they reached to the Kishkindha mountain. And that time, Lord Ram was saying that all these monkeys, you know, they have their families here. And immediately Sita told, wait, we have a, we have to do something very important here. Because all the wives of monkeys also let them come with me. Very concerned. If their husbands are going, they will let them see the festival. Then they went to the Bhardwaj Muni Ashram. It was just before Ayodhya, near Prayag, you know, around Prayag. And then plane landed there, and then Lord Ram met Bhardwaj Muni. And Bhardwaj Muni was very happy. And he said, can I do something for you? You have done such a great work of killing Ravan. I want to do some seva. Ask for something. Lord Ram said, from here onwards, up to Ayodhya, whatever trees are there, let them be filled with fruits and the honey. So that my monkey friends, you know, on the way, they have a good time, you know. Around, three yojanas kind of, you know, place that was that. Constantly he's thinking only about others' pleasure. Others, how they can be happy, how they can be. Then at the Bhardwaj Muni Ashram, when they were about to leave, he told Hanuman, you immediately go. You rush. You just run. You just fly. And you meet my friend Guha. He will tell you all the news of Ayodhya and everybody and Bharat. And he'll give you the path also to meet Bharat. And go and give this news to Bharat. That Lord Ram is just near Prayag. He's coming. He's with Sita, Vibhishan, Sugriv, his friends, well-wishers. And while telling this news, you should carefully observe the expressions on his face. Because when person gets the kingdom, when person gets the power, and he has been associating with Kekai, it may happen that he become attached to it. And if you find little bit of expression that he doesn't want me and he doesn't want to give up the kingdom, you tell me, I'll go somewhere else, some other forest. So much sensitivity, so much detachment. And then Bharat went to Hanuman, Bharat gave the news and... Hanuman went to Bharat and Hanuman gave the news to Bharat. And Bharat fainted by listening this news. He started worshipping Hanuman, he started embracing Hanuman, he started giving so many gifts to Hanuman, you know. And then, actually then Rajabhishek take place and Bharat offers those padukai to Ram, and he says, now this dharohar, this thing which was kept as a custody on to me, I am giving back to you. Now my life is success. I have given everything to you back. And please check your treasury, your home, your sena, you know, see everything. You know, bhavas tejasa sarvakritam, you know. By your tej, it has become 10 times more, you know, not because of me. What you have left 14 years back, now it has become 10 times more. Although he was saying that, and again he started repeating, good you came, you know, gadha, you know, donkey cannot walk like a horse, and crow cannot fly like a swan, and all those things he started saying, you please take it, you know, and I have no qualification. And they, and at the last they had the reciprocation with Hanuman, that Hanuman says that I have only one desire, that let me keep hearing your katha all the time, till the time the prana are there in my life, in my body. And Lord Ram says that my katha will go on. So the life in your body will also go on. And I'll conclude with this verse. And Lord Ram says, ek ekasya upakarasya pranam dasyami te kape sheshasya upakaranam bhavami rinino vayam. He says, ek ekasya upakarasya, one upakar which you have done, for which I can give one life. So, for remaining upakaras, for remaining benefit activities which you have done for me, for which I'll remain ready, you know. Because with one lifetime I can return only one upakar, you know. So I'll remain ready. And it's not that I want to return your upakar. I don't want to return also. Why? Because to return the upakar, to return whatever something has done good for you, to have returned for that, person has to fall in difficulty. Then only you come to his help, na? So I don't want you to fall in difficulty. So let all these upkaras get digested in my body only. You know, let's not talk about returning the upkaras. Like Krishna tells to gopis, you know, I cannot return back anything what you have done for me. So these are the dynamics which are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Ramayana and Lord's pastimes. And this is the thing which we need to get into. And like Govindu yesterday was saying that in Ayodhya there are so many devotees. They just keep meditating on a single pastime throughout the life. So we can meditate on them, hear them, read them and develop attraction for Supreme Personality of God. Dhanyavad. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. Thank you.